Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Late Edition by Fern Michaels, performed by Natalie Ross. In loving memory of a dear friend, Susan Manning. Prologue. Malibu, California. At dusk, they gathered to speak to the dead, with Sophie acting as their spiritual guide, the official leader of their weekly seances, the four women, Teresa Amelia Toots Loudenberry, Ida McGillicuddy, Mavis Hanover, and Sophie Manchester, lifelong friends of more than 50 years, took their seats around the old wooden dining table left behind by the former pop star who'd lived in the beach house before Toots purchased it almost a year earlier. Sophie had read somewhere that once wood was charged with an unnatural entity, it acted as a conductor. When Toots remodeled the house, they'd kept the table for the sole purpose of conducting seances. Using a purple silk sheet for a tablecloth and a drinking glass as their tool for communication, should a spirit decide to join them, Sophie did what she always did before they began. She said her prayer.
O Great One, bless this dump and those who inhabit it, living or dead.
Toots kicked her on the shin beneath the table. Sophie cast a wicked eye at her best friend, as if to say,
I'll kick your rear end later.
Sophie took her bottle of holy water and spritzed it around the table. She flicked a few extra droplets in Toots's face, just to tick her off. She sat back down in her chair, tucking the small bottle of holy water inside her pocket.
We are here to communicate with the other side. We are friendly. We mean no harm.
Sophie said this at the beginning of every seance she conducted. Who knew what kind of evil lurked in other dimensions?
Let's place our fingertips on the glass, very gently, Sophie instructed.
When the tips of their fingers were lightly touching the glass, Sophie scanned the others. All three had their eyes closed. Good, they were learning. She closed her own.
If there is anyone who wishes to make contact, we are willing to allow you into our realm, she said in place of the word home.
She really wanted to say home, as it sounded so much more inviting. Couldn't have a spirit believing they weren't welcome.
Come into our home, she added, suddenly changing her mind.
No air circulated in the room, yet the candle she had lit earlier flickered as though a slight breeze had passed through the room. Sophie opened her eyes, shocked at what she saw.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?